Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 24-23, Cardinals. They beat the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Goo,
you may not know this, but I'll throw it at you because it's been circulating. But 1988, the Steve Young Niners were up 23-0 in Arizona against the Cardinals and lost the game 24-23, and that was the same score as we had.
Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
No, 88 they didn't win. You know what? They may have won. I don't know. I just can't believe they lost. We need answers. I got questions. I don't have them.
Oh, I got answers.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, what do you got? Go ahead, ask me a question.
How the hell do you not score a point in the second half with
defense,
the likes of Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy, J.P. Mason, who needs the ball more.
Now we need some more.
Kittle and Juwan Jennings. Like, how does that happen at home? And I will not bring up the weather.
Oh, it was
very hot. Arizona had to play in that, too.
Well, but they're from Arizona.
They play in a
dome. It's a desert community.
Stop. Dude, what is a 2-3, man?
I don't know. I don't know. Turnovers killed them yesterday.
Well, the J.P. Mason one was big.
And that hurt.
All of a sudden, there was a little trend going on with Brock. I brought it up to you a week or two ago about the tip ball at the line, and that killed their last drive, but Steiny, he's not Lamar Jackson, and I think he's running for his life. And now I feel like, you know, if there's a negative play or he can't pull off the miraculous play, you know, you're facing a long down and distance. And my goodness, man, for the Arizona Cardinals to get stymied and stuffed, because that's what happened in the first half to me. The Niners got rewarded with a blocked field goal and a touchdown. I mean, Steiny, come on, man.
Yeah, we lost our kicker.
We shouldn't need them.
Because
that's what we know is the Niners, this version of the Niners, through five games, have a red zone problem.
Well,
1-6? Come on, man.
I can't defend it. It's hard to defend what we saw. It was, to me, a carbon copy of the Rams game.
Wow.
Where they're up, they're in control, and then the other team scores, and okay, we need a drive now, and then you don't get the drive, and then you get a turnover, and then they score again, and now all of a sudden, that game, the Cardinals have in control because they have the ball with 4 minutes to go, and all they got to do is drive the field to get a field goal.
And they went 74 yards in that, 74 yards, Donnie, 11 plays to set up that field goal. And James Conner averaged 1.6 yards a pop in the first half. And I'm asking you, why did that balloon to 6.5 in the second? They wore the Niners defense down. And my question is, Steiny, it was hot for everybody. I just feel like the Niners are not running the ball. Like, they're leaving meat on the bone. They're getting pass happy. Brady, phenomenal, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, Steiny, he's in the zone.
Now he's phenomenal.
It took him a little while. Oh. But, Steiny, I got to tell you this. He kept saying throughout the whole broadcast, I'm not used to the Niners throwing the pigskin around the yard like this. And I'm just wondering, I mean, are they not? Why is Kyle just pass happy all of a sudden?
36 passes, 35 passes, 26 runs. 26 runs, only 14 for Jordan Mason.
Explain that to me, man.
Maybe, I don't know. I thought the same thing. I thought they just felt like Purdy was dropping back every single time, and it's a game you're up. I didn't like the play calling. I didn't like how much they threw the ball, especially because it's not like Purdy was.
That was his accuracy.
Totally efficient.
Yeah, no doubt. That was his worst, I'll say, Steiny, and I feel confident in doing so. From an accuracy standpoint, that was his worst game of the year. He had Kittle, a better ball would have got him a touchdown. They were in the red zone. I don't know if you remember, and Kittle had to turn around and catch it, but he went out of bounds. You know, his momentum was taking him out of bounds, and they come back and don't score a touchdown. But something's got to give. This is a 2-3 football team through five games. And again, you got the, you don't have McCaffrey. So I want to say that's just it, but nah, you got a lot of weaponry a lot of other teams don't have. Brandon Ayuk, Donnie, you, Willard, Dibbs, and the rest of the Bay Area, Butch and Bonte, were waiting for a breakout game. You got that, but that's not what this was about. This was about beating a 30th-ranked defense in the NFL, and all of a sudden, they felt like they had a beat on you. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Here's what's going on today. Kyle Shanahan has already spoken to the media this morning. Because it's a short week, the 49ers are off schedule a little bit. So Kyle Shanahan talked to the media today already at 8:45. We're going to play that at 10:30. It's about 7 or 8 minutes. Shanahan will address everything from yesterday. But it's fresh because it'll...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From this morning, and the San Francisco 49ers, they got beat 24-23, and it was a similar game to the Rams where they were up and a
13
couple plays,
and half
couple plays here, a couple plays there, and they win the game. But they can't get a stop when they need to get a stop, and they can't get a score when they need to get a score. And then the special teams have been suspect.
But it helped you yesterday, Stoney. Well, you got a blocked field goal and a touchdown for a touchdown.
Well, you lost your kicker.
Right, that's an injury.
Well, that's because the guy ran back. The guy had a long run back, and the next thing you know is Moody's got to make a play.
Yep.
And the reality of the situation is that they're just not making enough plays.
And they're not going to be, I mean this, if this defense does not improve, because I don't know what the status is of Greenlaw, Stoney, but I'm trying to find something to hang my hat on for the fans so you can sit and think like, okay, we'll get a boost when this guy comes back.
Well, they got a boost from him yesterday.
From?
Greenlaw. You didn't see the play?
No.
Where he jumped in? There was a little extracurricular on the sidelines, and the guy came in, and it was Dre Greenlaw. He wasn't in uniform. Yeah, it was McBride. Remember McBride and Ward?
Okay, all right.
McBride and Ward were going at it.
Because there was a lot of that going at it. But bottom line is, this defense is not playing playoff caliber defense right now. And you're right, this mimics the Rams game. But my goodness, that second half, they got Ward down. And there's no excuse for it, especially, you know, you look at the dominance in the first quarter from a time of possession standpoint. The Niners had the ball almost 11 minutes. And I know Kyler Murray got the 50-yard run, but after that, they kind of, you know, they dialed. Stoney, I'm speechless. We got 4 hours.
A lot going on yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just wrote down a couple things that I wrote down. 4th and 23, you go for it. Would have been a 45-yard field goal for Wisnowski, so I guess they don't feel as confident in Wisnowski to be the backup kicker.
And I understand that.
Well.
And they just wanted to punt. So basically, Kittle dropped it. He should have got it.
Right, which meant the ball came all the way back to about the 38-yard line on that play.
Yeah.
Where Kittle dropped the ball in the fourth down. Who's 91? 91 with a roughing the passer on the touchdown?
No, not that good. Yeah.
Okawanu.
Yeah.
He roughs the passer.
I thought that play was getting called back. I was like, no, Niner luck, here you go.
I mean, that hurt him because then they get 2 points because they can take it in from the one. Biggest play of the game, I thought, was the 4th and 5 where Kyler Murray throws off his back foot to Marvin Harrison Jr. It was just a heck of a play.
And Floyd was right there on the blitz, Donnie, like you can't even get mad. Like, they had that, and it was a great play and a great catch. And, oh, man, if I asked you right now, Stoney, to rack your beautiful brain of the last time or a kicker you could name that had a high ankle sprain, and I know why he got it and how he got it, because he was trying to stop the ball carrier. But through five games, can you meet me here, man? This just, it's giving me the feel almost like the Giants, like this just might not be their year. And there's a lot of time left, but man, we don't know when McCaffrey's coming back. Nobody can explain the red zone woes. So I don't know. It's just, I'm getting that feeling.
I mean, clearly McCaffrey's linked to their red zone issues because it feels like they don't want to throw the ball to a back down there.
But also, you don't want to give it to a beast you have in Mason.
Well, I'm sick of them being third and six from the 6 yard line. They always run the ball up the middle, the first play, always. And they get nothing. Then it's third and seven again from the Cardinals seven, and then they throw an incomplete pass, and now they got to score a touchdown on third. I just don't.
Well, like, it's big. And I hear you, but just, it's bigger than that.
What do you mean?
Like, you got a whole game. You got a allocated certain amount of plays, and a guy that's averaging 6.4 yards a pop, that's what he did yesterday. Mason, 14 for 89. Steiny, you got to find a way, just me, to wear down the defense, and that guy, Jordan Mason, is no surprise. We know what he can do. Why is he only carrying the rock 14 times? That number should be 25, 27 with what we know he can do.
Well, maybe.
And to come out of that game with just 14 carries for Mason, Steiny, is negligence.
Well, maybe Kyle would tell you 14 carries. He didn't want to give him 20 in that heat. I don't know. I mean, I can't give you an answer.
And I'm over the Debo play. And,
but, yeah, you know, Mason holds on to the ball, they win the game.
Yeah.
So
woulda, coulda, shoulda, but you're right. That was a huge play, man. But again, if your defense makes a stop, fourth and five.
Their defense makes no big stops. Well, it doesn't. Well. It doesn't. They've had two opportunities. They've had more than two opportunities this year where they just need a stop.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.